So $200, I'll give you 1,400 pesos.
Juan, he asked me not to use his second name, is a money changer in Buenos Aires. And is it illegal what you're doing?
It's not exactly illegal, but everyone is aware of that.
So if I change my dollars today at the official rate, I would get about 4.5 pesos to each dollar. And if I change them with you, I get?
7.5.
Big difference.
Yeah.
18 months ago, the government of President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner introduced currency controls in an attempt to stop capital flight. Since then, Juan's business has been booming as Argentines try to stock up on dollars, fearing the devaluation of the peso. Despite the success of the enterprise, Juan is still unhappy.
Always the price is increasing, the inflation is always getting you by the neck.
Not many book launches end in a mass brawl. But the publication of a book which accused the Argentine government of politicising the National Statistics Agency resulted in a pitched battle that dominated the evening news. Its author, Gustavo Noriega, showed me the footage.
All of a sudden, from different places of the hall, all of them rise up and try to make a fuss, make a trouble, big noise. So there was a battle with chairs flying on the air, and they...
Before he became an author, Mr. Noriega worked for 15 years at the Official Statistics Institute, INDEC. He told me the troublemakers at the launch were government supporters, dispatched by a minister angered at the book's portrayal of government officials demanding the manipulation of key data.
They decided to change radically the way they had to confront inflation. Instead of struggling against the causes of inflation, they decided to alter the number. So they sent one person, she expelled all the techniques who was working on inflation for many years, and she decided that the inflation was going to be less than 1% by force.
Graciela Bevacqua was in charge of the Consumer Prices Index when a government appointee started to join her technical team.
Entonces, bueno, se simuló sin medicina prepaga, sin turismo, y en ese momento...
Graciela told me that the official made her strip out key indicators in an attempt to keep the inflation figure down. The final straw came when they asked her why this month's number was 2.1% instead of the 1.5% they'd asked for.
My chief said to me that Kirchner wanted my head.
INDEC's current director says the Institute is the victim of a smear campaign, but no international organisations now recognise its figures. Even the government now bases its calculations on an inflation statistic twice the size of the Institute's. But no one from the Argentine government was available for a comment on this. With the domestic picture increasingly grim, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has been eager to focus on the injustices Argentina has experienced at the hands of powerful international enemies, like Britain, in the case of the Falkland Islands, and disgruntled foreign bondholders who keep trying to seize the state's assets.
La defensa irrestricta de los derechos de la Argentina y del respeto a su soberanía y dignidad nacional.
I'm standing on the deck of the Libertad. It's an elegant Argentine frigate, and I'm here with several hundred Argentine holidaymakers. The Libertad has just returned to Argentine waters and great fanfare after being impounded for almost 80 days in a Ghanaian port. After Argentina defaulted in 2001, it restructured its debts twice. Almost all of its bondholders agreed to new deals, but a small group of holdouts are demanding repayment in full. As Argentina refuses to comply, the bondholders keep seeking court orders to seize state assets, like the presidential jet, Tango One, and, most recently, the Libertad. Argentina is no stranger to standoffs with international creditors. In fact, it even boasts a museum of foreign debt, complete with board games and comics that invariably feature a sinister Uncle Sam lighting his cigar with a flaming dollar bill.
The history of the foreign debt begins in Argentina in 1824.
Its director, Juan Pablo Pilati, told me a small group of bondholders who bought Argentina's debt at a knockdown price are now taking the country to court to get paid in full.
We call them fondos buitres.
Vulture funds.
Right, because they feed from the problems of the countries like vultures. They see a country that is falling and that is where they start to work.
Today, Argentina submits its final legal arguments in the court battle with these bondholders. A ruling is due at the end of February. It could result in Argentina defaulting again, and the global consequences could be huge. If a court decides a small group of disgruntled bondholders can challenge the terms of a debt deal, 10 years down the road, countries like Portugal and Greece could find themselves in default once again.